Well, I don't know whether Kate Humble has ever done such a thing as that, but she certainly has a passion for being outside in the natural world. Kate is coming to the Apex in Bury St Edmunds at the end of March, and she's been telling Rachel Banham how much she's looking forward to it. Here's Rosemary.
She has made her name presenting programmes that bring us closer to nature. Whether it's BBC's Spring Watch, Autumn Watch, or Lambing Live, or more recently Channel 5's Coastal Britain, Kate Humble is one of our best-known TV presenters. Now she is bringing her passion for the natural world to the stage at the Apex, Bury St Edmunds, on March the 29th, in a show which will also include an audience question and answer. Kate says, "I'm very excited about it. It's really a look back at why I started working in television in the first place and the types of programmes that I've worked on and the experiences that I've had. Some of them are absolutely wonderful and unforgettable. Some of them are completely terrifying. And some of them are just very funny. I'll be showing some clips of programmes, bits that people won't have seen before, or from programmes from quite a long time ago that tell the backstory of really what I've been doing for the last 20-something years." She adds, "It will be fun. It's quite emotional. There are some stories from when I did BBC TV's Who Do You Think You Are, when I found out about my family that I had no idea about. There is some wonderful wildlife. There are some bits of me trying to learn how to work a sheepdog, which wasn't altogether successful. There's a tiny bit of nudity, if Bury St Edmunds is ready for that. There's something for everybody." To coincide with her spring tour, Kate's first country cookbook is published. Home Cooked Recipes from the Farm is a celebration of simple, seasonal home cooking and features more than 100 recipes from Kate's kitchen table. She says, "I would never ever have thought of doing it if it hadn't been for the audience of Escape to the Farm, which was where I was cooking on the telly. People were just very nice about the recipes and would send me stuff on social media that they'd cooked, and lots of people saying, 'Do a cookbook, do a cookbook.' So I talked to my lovely publisher." She adds, "I'm no Nigella, put it that way, and I had never thought about cooking on the telly. I just cook the most, like most of us cook, because we need to eat something, and I really enjoy it. My mum really taught me to cook, so a lot of the recipes in the book are either her recipes or inspired by her that I have kind of adapted over the years." Kate has dedicated the book because she says it's the food they cook and eat together. "I think when you live in a rural area, you don't tend to go out to restaurants or stuff like that very often. Our social life tends to be around each other's kitchen tables. So we all cook for each other. So there are lots of recipes that my friends have cooked and that I've loved. Included in the book are recipes for soda bread and a chocolate marmalade cake, which Kate cooked on TV. She says, 'I'm really bad at crafts, and so cooking is my kind of equivalent of doing a craft. I find it relaxing and really rewarding. I love sitting round the table with my friends or family and eating and talking. It's just one of life's great pleasures.'" A new series of Kate Humble's Coastal Britain is due to be broadcast on Channel 5 this spring. Previous episodes, including Kate walking 12 miles of the Suffolk coast from RSPB Minsmere, then heading along the beach past Sizewell B at our station, are available to watch online. Kate's parents lived in Suffolk when they were first married, and she still has friends there. "So it's a county that I have a real affection for because it's got people in it that I love," she says. Also, what was wonderful about doing the coastal walks was things like going to Orford Ness. It was such a revelation for me. I've never set foot in the nest before. It's incredibly atmospheric. It's also got the most wonderful wildlife. She adds, then there were great things in the Norfolk coast, discovering that those shingle beaches are a really rare habitat with extraordinary plants living in them. I had no idea about that. And Kate still has happy memories of co-presenting Spring Watch from Penthorpe Nature Reserve in Norfolk, which she describes as wonderful, from 2008 to 2010. I absolutely love being at Penthorpe. It was really a special place to be, she says. The Jordan family have done so much to support wildlife on their farm. And for me, what was really interesting was being able to combine making farms good for farming, but also good for wildlife. I think that's something that I hope we see more and more of in the future. Kate is now looking forward to taking to the stage in Suffolk. It's a really enjoyable evening, she says. When you're on telly, obviously you don't see your audience. And one of the things I love about doing this show is it feels like a conversation with the audience. An evening with Kate Humble is at the Apex, Bury St Edmunds, on March the 29th. For tickets, call 01284 758 000, or visit www.theapex.co.uk.
Thank you, Rosemary. And Kate's enthusiasm really comes across, doesn't it?